Hi guys, it's your host Matilda,
Deeza,
and Imama,
and you're listening to the Amiibo Interludes.
Welcome to another week of the Amiibo Interludes. Hey, I said Amiibo.
You said Amiibo.
Amiibo.
You know what? It's okay. Sometimes we all make mistakes.
It sounds like okay. That's not how we do in this Lagos.
In this Lagos. Nah, hi guys. Welcome to another week of the Amiibo Interludes. Glad to be here again and glad to have you all back. I'm sure you missed us. I feel like this 2 week stuff, Loki. It's feeling long, oh. I mean, is it just me?
If you're the one editing it, I don't know.
You know what? I feel like the reason why it also feels slightly long is because recently I've been having a lot of things I want to talk about. And because we have to like wait, like almost like a month before our next Amiibo Interludes, I'm just like, shit, man. Where would I get the chance to?
No, I know you have a lot to get off your chest this week because Imama is actually the one that said, we must record this second.
No, honestly, I've actually just been having a lot to talk about recently and it's just, yeah, but it's okay, Sha. But anyways, how are you guys doing? Matura, how are you doing?
First of all, before I go ahead, I'm going to name this episode Imama's episode.
I'm screaming. Why?
Because I feel like you're going to largely lead us in this episode, like lead the drive the topics. This you is know, your very no own episode.
We move. Yeah. I will take the reins.
Well, yeah, I've been good. Nothing really much is happening. I'm just getting back into work and everything. So,
summer is
a little bit wrapping up. Oh, we've recorded episodes since we came back, so...
Yeah, but I feel like, an Amiibo Interlude. Have we done an Amiibo Interlude since we came back? You know what, it doesn't matter if we talk about it, it's okay.
But yeah, it was good. It was just chilling at home, mostly like in Nigeria and stuff. I'm counting down the days to my next vacation. I was it has really come to this because work can get so hectic.
Yeah.
I wish I could get a 1 month sabbatical or something like that, but...
Wait, is it possible to ask for it?
Not at this company that I work for. Mm. I feel like your company would offer that, Imama. Canadian companies are more likely to do that.
I think so, too. From what I feel I've heard. You might have had to work for them for a period of time.
Yeah, usually.
Before
yeah.
they would do that, but yeah.
How about you, Deeza?
We are on a new name this week.
Sorry, I forgot the last one I named myself. So I've been okay. I'm on holiday now, actually. I'm kind of feeling what Matilda is feeling, like it's so short. That's just it. But it's been good. It's pretty relaxing. I'm in a quiet city, so it's very nice. Just chilling, nothing but grass all around me, which is a fantastic.
And flatland.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Are you in the prairies?
I don't give up my location. I have stalkers and hitmen.
I'm screaming. But yeah. The prairies is quite large, though. It's like it could be multiple places.
Yeah, prairies in the US, prairies in Mexico, prairies in San Antonio.
I don't know who's chasing Hadiza.
I'm like, these stalkers and hitmen are very intense. Okay, you know what? It's okay. Hadiza is in a place.
In vacation.
Yes.
On vacation, exactly. Hitmen, do what you want with that information.
How about you, Mama?
No, my week has been good. It's been, like, I know you guys know that I moved to, like, an apartment. Like, so my friend, I actually have a really close friend that lives in the same building that I do. And she lives, like, a few floors down. So it's actually really nice having your friend live in the same building that you do. And I think, like, kind of, like, takes me back to, like, having roommates here. And it's like, I mean, I feel like I've always had good roommates, except one evil woman, but...
Imama! She was not evil. Imama and her were inseparable at one point. Then they had a falling out and now she's an evil woman.
Okay, she was not evil. You know what? She was not evil. But anyways, I've typically had good roommates. I've actually been lucky to have really good roommates. And I've actually always liked having roommates, I think. And I feel like when I lived with my sister, bro, I love having my sister as a roommate. Like, that was such a great, it's like, I'm like, even now I would live with my sister again. Like, it was such a great time. But like, having a friend live in the same building that you do, it's kind of like having a roommate, but you get to go to your houses at the end of the day.
It's like res.
Exactly. It's like res. Yeah, like university. Yeah. And it's so much fun. Oh my gosh. Like,
yeah,
it's actually so great. And I'm like so happy that I'm getting to experience that, because I mean, I guess it's not like an experience that I ever thought of, if that makes sense. Like, it's not something that I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I lived in the same building as my friend. Like, I haven't thought of that before. But like, mm-hmm. getting to just like live in the same building as a friend, we see each other like almost like every 2-3 days. And aww. It's quite nice. It's like, even today, like, she literally just like stopped by, and I go to her apartment sometimes just like get food, and she comes here to get food.
Aww.
And it's very, honestly, it's very, very nice. I'm actually very, very happy about it. And I think like, times like this, like, fully remind me of reasons, like, I chose to, like, you know, move closer to my friends, if that makes sense, like, close to my friends and my family. Like, it just makes, like, you know, moving feel worth it, because it's, like, I get to be around my chosen community or whatever, and it feels really nice. So, that has been good. My week has been good. And also, I've been watching Big Brother, but we'll get into that later. And
but on the topic of actually living in the same building with your friends, I saw this TikTok where she was like, her friend group made a conscious effort to like all move within walking distance of each other, and that her quality of life has really improved since then and stuff like that.
Honestly, so, I can see that.
Let's find an apartment building and
let's
just
do
like,
it, oh, Matilda.
Please, I cannot afford Toronto. I'm so sorry.
No, we'll find one that's affordable for you, because honestly, I actually genuinely believe. Toronto? Yes, don't worry. We will find it, or we will Did increase you your income. It? We will increase your income, one of the two.
Okay.
Because last, the person where they make money, they afford apartments. So,
bam.
So it's okay. We'll increase your income, because I actually genuinely believe that it will increase your quality of life, or like somebody's quality of life, because it's just so nice and refreshing to have your people constantly around, and also to be able to choose when you get to see them. So it's not a thing where it's like, I must see you every day, and like, you know, somebody's always in my space. But like, I mean, I feel like also in this part of the world, loneliness
especially
is like such a big thing. Loneliness is such a big thing that it's like having your people around just makes life better. And I see personally, me, I'm having a great ass time. So there is that.
Nice.
And yeah.
Food
for thought, guys. Move closer to your friends. Yeah.
Okay. Laid on us, Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
So guys, I've been watching. So I mean, I think we had like an episode where we recorded and we're talking about if we had gotten into Big Brother. And I don't think we spoke about Big Brother after that.
Yeah, briefly.
Or did we? Yeah. Because like then I hadn't started watching Big Brother yet, because what was I even doing? So I think that was when like I was like moving. It was a busy period of my life. So I hadn't like gotten into Big Brother like that. But guys, I am into Big Brother. And when I tell you like, when I say Big Brother, I'm talking about BB Niger, like not... Because I know like there's currently BB USA going on right now. So not that one. Okay. BB Niger. And like, guys, honestly, I am addicted. I will say that for myself. But it's actually, it's a good kind of addiction. I don't know if it's good. I'm lying. Anyways, I'm addicted. But you know what is crazy? Yeah, Big Brother is actually, it's so much fun. And I think it's so interesting to see like people's dynamic. So I think... I feel like I like reality TV shows, but I don't like them in the same breath, because I like them because you get to observe people's behaviors, and like you kind of, and it's not like scripted. So it's like you're getting to observe like people's dynamics and behaviors. Like, do you guys experience the same thing when you watch like reality TV?
Yeah, of course. It feels like, you know how I feel like Imama and I have had this conversation where you were like, sometimes you have conversations with someone or an argument with someone and you wish it was recorded, because you want other people to like
see
what's going on, because you feel like the person is almost gaslighting you, and if
like
other
you're
people
going crazy.
Could weigh in, they would see the craziness. So I feel like that's kind of the same thing. And like, I think people watch reality shows to almost like, it kind of reflects life and stuff, and you can draw things out of it. But Big Brother is so hard to get into for me.
Yeah,
for
me too, for me. Because I mean, I don't know, the link, the whole process of just
don't worry, Hadiza, I got
like,
you.
Every,
I got you.
Every
don't
time
worry.
I'm just like, this is so stressful. No.
But it's not though.
But it's
don't
a
worry.
Lot to keep up with Love Island and like every other thing. They summarize it for you. But it,
that's
how,
the thing, because they summarize, they can also create narratives that are different from what is actually going on.
But Imama, how can you and watch people for like that long. Do you get what I mean?
That's the thing. And that's why, honestly, to be honest, like I said, I am addicted and I don't recommend this lifestyle for anybody out there. I'll just make it clear because it's constantly on. Like, to be very honest, damn, it's on in the background. It's on while I'm working. It's constantly on.
Is it on right now?
It's on right now. It's just on mute, but hey, mama, it's on right now.
This is an intervention.
Like, it's like it's constantly on. And my thing is that, so I mean, obviously you sometimes you will miss things, because actually earlier today it wasn't on because I had to focus on work, because I have work. I mean, yo, the fact I'm about to give an explanation as to why I have to focus on work. Anyways, I have to focus on work because it is my job. So it actually wasn't on like earlier today, but it's like when it's not on, you can typically get the gist of what happened on Twitter or something, like literally the BB Niger hashtag or even, and they're like typically clips that follow the gist of what happened as well.
Okay.
And also it's like, there's not always something happening every single minute. Actually with BB Niger, they kind of is, like, I feel like this season, like this All-Star season has really been given. So it's almost like every minute there is something happening, because if it's not like an argument, there's like a discussion where somebody's talking about somebody. So it's like there's actually constantly something happening. But like I said, you can typically just get the gist on Twitter, and even sometimes their page summarizes what's going on. So it's, I personally think that it's easy to follow, but it's also like time consuming sometimes, because like sometimes you're literally just,
as you said,
like watching,
you're watching Big Brother and then work is on the side.
Exactly. So it's like sometimes it's actually quite time consuming.
Yeah.
Because even though it's like typically on for me in the background, mm-hmm, there's also like, it's kind of like you're still actively listening to, like, it's conversations are still happening. So your brain might want to like kind of key into them, and then you might not be able to do everything you want to do. So yeah, that's something. But Anyways, BB Niger, honestly, this season has been really interesting. And my fave, just for like, I'm just going to give like a quick 30-second spiel as to why you people need to vote for Angel, please, guys. I know that this episode drops when, Matilda, again, on Thursday?
Thursday morning.
It's just on Thursday. So guys, people have like a few hours, but I beg, help me help my babe. You guys, please vote for Angel from BB Niger to stay. But Angel is actually currently my fave in the house.
One day we're going to talk about parasocial relationships on this.
I'm screaming. You know what?
Remember, I am judging you hard. In the group chat yesterday, Imama was like, please message your family in Nigeria.
Yo, the way I've actually spoken to almost all my friends and told them to vote for Angel, like basically their family to vote for Angel and Nigeria. I'm so
okay,
serious.
Give us context. Why?
Okay, so first of all, I really like Angel, yeah. And I think the main reason why I like Angel, so Angel is young, she's 23. But also, I feel like she stands her own and she doesn't let people bully her. And people are always saying that she fights a lot. I actually don't think she fights a lot. I feel like she never actively looks for trouble, which I can't say the same for a lot of people in the house. But when trouble finds her, she just doesn't let people walk over her. And I think like for a young girl, people kind of take that as intimidating. Not even intimidating, but like just look at it like, guy, like why won't you, like you're like 23, like, you know, she's one of the youngest in the house, like why are you always talking?
And I've heard that that's a dynamic in the house.
It is a dynamic.
Like, there's like ageism, almost like people are like, I'm not your mate, which is a reflection of our society, of course. But we all came to Big Brother, so
exactly, and we're all stars, so can we all be for real? And I feel like the interesting thing as well for me with this is like, I think, like, especially with, like, some of the men in the house. What am I saying, some of the men? She, yeah, Wolowo. With she.
Oh, my God.
Specifically
I don't
him.
Watch it, but I've heard the gist.
No, and it's so crazy because it's, like, it almost feels like he's threatened by their, I don't even know what it is. Like, I don't know if it's the fact that they are young and they're getting it, and they are young and they are women and they're getting it, or the fact that, I don't even know what it is, but like the way he talks about women, especially like young women in the house, is so disgusting. And honestly, there are so many examples of it, but one of the things that he said more recently, which I was just like, is insane. And wait, okay, I'm going to backtrack a little bit before I say what he said. I think kind of like what Matilda said, where like stuff that happens reflects Nigerian society. I think this is actually so interesting because seeing the way a lot of the men in the house have been talking about like women actively, like, I think it's such a reflection of like where we are as a country and as a people. And I think it's insane because you want to think that we have, like, you know, we have passed this level. Mm. Oh, we have grown so much. And I feel like you also especially want to think with, like, maybe the educated ones and the ones who have platforms and the ones who are constantly on Twitter and the ones who, you know, have, like, gone on Bibi Ninja. Nah. You would want to think that those ones especially have grown and we are not there anymore. But it's so crazy because we are still in the, like, misogyny era. Like, no, I swear, it's insane.
Nigeria is in a misogynist era. But I heard that after he said that thing about he wants to let his sons run trains on
daughters, so that's what he said,
like that.
Yeah,
but sorry, but I heard that after that, and you can go more into, like, what he's been saying, but after that he apparently got more votes.
I don't, like, know,
he didn't get voted out.
So he didn't get, okay, yeah. So he didn't get voted out. But the reason why he didn't get voted out, I think, it was the jury. It was the jury. So, oh, no.
Wait, it was, wasn't that? It the jury that one time when they, one of the jury was like, oh, that he helped him out or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. But then after that again, so there were two juries that saved Shay.
Okay.
Yeah, there are two juries that saved him, but I'm actually trying to remember if the second jury that saved him, I'm trying to remember if they saved him after he made that comment or before he made that comment. I can't remember. I actually can't remember. But I just know that there were two juries that saved him. And then the last time, I don't know if it's that he got more votes, but I do think that,
he wasn't up for eviction.
And yeah, well, he was. So he was in the bottom three and he has stayed in the bottom three this entire season.
Okay.
Well, it just feels like... Oh, so,
that means he's not popular.
Yeah, I was just about to ask.
Oh, no. He's not popular.
Are you seeing a split of support between, like, Nigerian men and Nigerian women, like on Twitter, for example, for
no,
the Shay guy?
People across the board are like,
they're not interested in him.
So, okay, so first of all, let me say what he said, just to make it clear. So he did, so there was a time where he was going on a rant one night talking about, like, you know, the young girls in the house, specifically Angel and, like, Ilebaye, and just talking, like, absolutely shit, like, shit about them, like, sluts, all the, I don't know if there's a trigger one in Shah, but all the bad things, like, just, like, actively insulting them. And not even just him, like, guys in the house have also talked about how, like, you know, the girls, like, essentially suck D for money, and, like, you know, and how, like, they're not even sucking D for, like, you know, dollars, and even, like, that is for Naira, and, like, just, like, kind of, like, slut shaming babes constantly. So, like, he has done a lot of, like, slut shaming and just, like, unnecessary insults. But the one that he said that I think triggered the whole nation was, like, when he was, like, talking about, like, how he would train up his sons, and he was saying that he essentially would, like, train up his sons to, like, run trains on girls, and how, like, you know, they would essentially, like, you know, he would ask them what they need. Do they need the Benz? Do they need the Range Rover? And, like, he would essentially just give them what they need.
Keep in mind that this man is a father.
He's a father. He is a father. And like, all of this was so unprovoked, because even if it was provoked, it would have been better. But my whole thing was that he just started talking. Like, nobody said or did anything to him. He just started talking. I'm like, for somebody to just say things that are unprovoked, that means the things that are in them are probably worse.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, for me, the only thing I'm taking out of this is that he's Obafemi Awolowo's grandson.
Yep.
Seriously?
So, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's spoiling their family. Yeah. I don't know who let this man in.
And what's crazy is that you would almost think that, like, you know, the Awolowo family will maybe even want to just, like, pull him out of the house.
If they can't, they should please do it first. Why did he have a pre-recorded apology video?
I feel like that's just how you know that they know that this one was going to mess up before he came into the house,
he recorded an apology video that his team released after he dropped that thing.
They're talking about, oh, we are all human. What I said, if I knock your forehead.
He apologized for what he didn't know before he went into the house.
The PR team was like, please, let's just pre-record something, because we know you.
Engaged him.
We know you. Yeah. He's giving Kanye.
Yes. Like, no, it's honestly insane. And he has a son. And then after the whole thing, I guess, like, Biggie or whatever now called him to now start, like, I guess, correct him or whatever. I don't even know. He now started forming a sadness. He was now sad for an entire week. He now said that he's not going to talk. that he's very, that he's not going to talk for an entire week. I was just looking at him like, guy, there's something that is doing your forehead. You need to leave that place. And the crazy thing was that even when he not gave his apology, he was essentially saying that he shouldn't have said the things on that platform. So it was clear.
It's not that he shouldn't have said it.
Exactly. It was the platform that he was on. And I'm like, yo, things like this are just so insane because they really just show you how, like, let me say some before somebody come and fight me, how some men think.
Imam, I'm like, you closer again to your own.
Okay. Imam, okay, I'm so mad. Yeah. Imam, I step back. I'm
sorry. They didn't invest because honestly, that boy, the fact that he's still in the house is so annoying because I don't even think it's that he got more votes, to be honest. I don't know. I just think that he's just managed for whatever reason to be out of the bottom two constantly. And for whatever reason, they now chose to change it from bottom three to bottom two.
So question,
and I don't know if
people in the bottom, are they worse than him? Like, I just want to understand.
No! And that's the thing, which is why I'm so confused as to why he's still there.
Maybe it's because he's popular, though, like he's on in the news, so he's still popular, negative. Negative press is still press, like, I guess.
Well, actually, you know what? I guess maybe that's it. And I guess, to be very honest, there could also just be an aspect of people actively agreeing
with him, with what he's
saying, but not saying it out loud.
They say
loud,
the purple red pill, whatever, I guess is kind of popular.
I really don't think it's that.
I mean, I was not thinking it was it, but I feel like the fact that, like, for instance, like, Kid Wire and Tony Badge left before him. And to be very honest, like, Kid Wire this season was not great. I don't know. He changed his game plan and he decided to be a villain, according to him. And he was just doing it in, like, yes. And he was doing it in the most obnoxious way. It was genuinely so annoying that, like, you know, he was doing all of that and he ended up getting evicted. I wasn't surprised that he got evicted. I was surprised that he got evicted before Shay, though. Yes. And that's the thing. It's like, Kid Wire and Tony Badge got evicted before Shay, and to me, that was so
hard. But Tolani was giving a storyline, though.
She was giving a storyline, but people also didn't. No, she was giving a storyline, but I can't lie. I think most of Tolani's voters were probably women, and a lot of women were quite embarrassed with, like, the way, I guess, she was handling things.
She was acting.
And I can't lie. Me too. But, like after a while, I started feeling bad
but
for her.
But they can't do it like Tolani.
Sorry, yeah, question. What did she do? What did she do? How did she act? Give me an example. Sorry.
Hey, I don't want to drag her again because she has received so much dragging in this life. No way. I'll tell you after I had this.
Okay. She's been thirsting over a man in the house. And she's not giving him space.
It was something. It was quite intense. It was quite intense. But to be very honest, she has actually received enough dragging, and I had to feel bad for her, so they should just let her rest more.
They said Tolani should come back home, that men have been dancing in the club too much. Because I think at some point she said, like, her biggest ick is men dancing at the club or something like that.
But you know what's so crazy, though? The man that she was even liking, Gonsef, his dancing is the worstest dancing in the club. So I'm like, bro, like, what are the chances that the person that you like dances the worst?
She knows herself. The club? She understands what she likes.
I mean, I guess she really does, but yeah, no, Big Brother has been quite interesting this season. I can't lie, I've been properly enjoying it. And I think one thing that's also so interesting is, like, viewing people in, like, certain lights, because, like, my fave Angel, I love how you guys should go vote for her again, but so honestly, Angel is honestly really nice, but she's currently in, like, a relationship, I don't even know Seth, but she's currently in a situationship with, like, somebody else in the house. And to be very honest, I think relationships do show you a lot about yourself. I think they do. And I think sometimes they also bring out maybe, like, the ugly, I don't know. Because I think, like, there's some sides to her that, like, we're seeing now. And we're like, even me, I'm like, babe, I love you, but it'd be like, say you get work to do. Because,
like, what?
Like, work, so I think, like, when it comes to, like, communication, she's not the best in, like, communication with, like, conflict that happens within her and her partner in the house. Sha, I don't know about her outside relationships, but yeah.
But you can, I guess you can cut her a little slack because she's 23.
Exactly. So that's the thing. Yeah. So I feel like also that's also another part where I'm like, because people have also kind of been, like, dragging her, saying, oh, she's terrible, blah, 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 because she can literally not talk to the guy for, like, 2+ days. It should be vexed for him. Also, sorry that I'm speaking a lot of pidgin. When I watch Baby Niger, I speak a lot of pidgin.
I can tell. You know what? This thing is actually encapsulating, like, it's encroaching on your life. Hadiza and I are going to stage an intervention.
No, I can't lie. I can't wait for it to finish. Even myself, I don't tire. Like, I genuinely am tired myself. Like, every day I wake up and I turn on the TV, I'm like, here we go again.
Here we go again.
But you know what? We stay here until, I mean, as long as Angel is in there, I am in there. So hopefully she stays. She stays for a while. Wow. Until day 72. But yeah, no, I think with Angel and like her relationship, I am like, I personally have cut her some slack, and I feel like people out there are not really cutting her as much slack. But I feel like it's kind of crazy because, like you said, she is just 23. She is pretty young, and I feel like there's a lot you learn about yourself in relationships that maybe she's just letting know, like, you know, she's like trying to deal with. And she has also mentioned like trauma as it relates to relationships in the past. So I mean, people have actually gone through stuff, because even the guy which they did seemed to, he said that his ex to beat him. Ooh. So I know. And I'm just like, I'm like, wow. Bro, the trauma that they've talked about, like as relates to both of their past relationships, I'm like, man, you guys have actually gone through stuff. I really hope that you guys were able to, or are now able to get the help that you need to help you guys process like through all of that. But anyways, Ruby Ledger is very fun. All this to say, Ruby Ledger is very fun. And there's like just so many emotions and things that I feel like you go through, and just so many, like there's so many ways that people behave and they act, and you're just like, who raised you guys? But I think also in life, and I mean, I think I'm also learning in life that people have so many different ways of like, I feel like being also raised. Yeah, of being raised, and also like of like what you think is common sense is truly not common, and not even in like the most mundane things, like in when it comes to communication. I feel like Matilda, like we talk about this a lot, where it's like something will happen and we're just like, I don't get, like how can you see it any other way?
Yeah. But what we came to the conclusion of is that we were socialized kind of in the same
setting.
So like what is normal to us was kind of predefined at that age that we were. So when we speak to each other, we're like, how can you see it any other way? But it's just because of how we were socialized. So maybe I don't know.
I mean, no, like that's true, my conclusion. Yeah. Like, no, see, that's true. But then I also think about like my other friends that didn't go to like the same, because I mean, like we were socialized in the same way in CEF, like in this high school that we went to, but like the my friends that didn't go to the same high school, uncle.
But you don't know. Also, you don't know what kind of family dynamic they have. Like, there's so many things that make up how people see the world, right?
No,
even,
it's true.
Even the littlest of things. Yeah, like I like these days, if I see somebody, I'm just like, okay, we just cannot relate, and it's just because you are different from me fundamentally. I'm not going to investigate why, but yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's just interesting because with like most people that I have surrounded myself with, and I don't even think that I've done this like intentionally, because I don't think, like from my experience anyways, I don't know that I've ever like intentionally curated the friends that I surround myself with. I know some people do, which is great, but personally, I don't know if I have ever intentionally curated the friends that I surround myself with. But it's just so happened that
it's who you gravitate to, because like when you guys have conversations and stuff like that, the people that you just continue hanging out with are probably still people that you just have similar upbringing with, and or similar personalities, maybe like that gel together. Because if you met someone and you guys didn't really have anything in common, or you didn't see their points, like you didn't see eye to eye, you wouldn't make a conscious effort to not hang with them, but it just naturally would happen, that kind of thing. And that's what I think, because I also haven't made a conscious effort, but I know that the people around me are very similar. But I think it's just something that happens over time, not necessarily because you share similar interests as well, and
I just guess be able
to see each other in those settings. So
I guess that's all true. It's just, I guess it would just never be interesting to me how some people think and how
But even I am very, very taken aback when I hear that some people do certain things. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I'm like what? But like, you know what? To each his or her
own. I actually have a question. Is there someone you guys are talking about? Oh my god. You guys really stressed. Not particularly.
It has been over time and just a discussion that we've had. But
okay.
Yeah.
What I've been into recently has been Netflix The Ultimatum. I feel like those are the kind of shows that are more digestible for me because like they curate everything and I can catch up and there's an end date to,
I'm screaming. To each episode.
And it just feels like I know when I finish it, I finish it. But that's also a thing that I'm seeing. I feel like everybody on this season shouldn't be together.
Yeah, actually, I've never watched that show. Maybe I'll start watching it.
You should. And like, I started watching the French one as well because I'm trying to improve my French.
Deep,
so I'm trying to watch like French shows and stuff like that. So okay, when I started the English one, I'm a smart babe now. But when I started watching the English one, I started watching the French one as well. And I'm like, I actually feel like Netflix goes and finds very, very
the most
insane people. I feel like reality shows have the most insane people in this world that I'm just like, how do they source these people?
Yeah.
Their relationship was already failing. Like, it's just...
Bro.
Like, so how can you...
Like, do any of them end up, like, together at the end?
I think from the first season of The Ultimatum, they didn't end up getting married, but a couple of years later, they got engaged. So this year, they got engaged, which was cute. I think the first season, they weren't as mad as people in this season. Like, there are two people that actually feel like they actually actively have mental health issues. But that's just me. I'm screaming. I'm not like a therapist, so I can't tell. But in the French one, the girl literally said she doesn't believe in marriage. Like, she thinks that marriage is bondage, shackles, etc. And her boyfriend brought her on a show and told her if she doesn't marry him, it's over. Like,
okay, then it's
listen
over.
To what she said. You don't need a show for this.
Yeah, like what?
You don't need a show for this. So that's how I feel like it is. But going to people that really, really should not be in relationships. Did you see that Keke Palmer thing?
Sorry, guys, I have a lot to say about this, the Keke Palmer thing. If there's anything I followed, is this particular drama. Like, oh my God, I'm not even on Twitter. Why did I see his tweets?
Oh, wait. Okay, give us, like, not background, because we kind of already talked about, like, his tweets and, like, the whole debacle on Anami Bentor. But what happened?
Following
like,
the tweets. Okay, so following the tweets, which part should I start from? Like, where in the timeline should I start? That's the question.
After the tweets and the whole debacle.
So after the tweet, he deleted his Twitter and asked, but people were attacking him, right? Social media went on a run around. I started listening to Keke Palmer's podcast. She has a podcast on YouTube, actually, just to see. And he sometimes would join.
Wait, she has a podcast?
Yeah, she does. But it's under, I forgot what they're called. They have other people. So it's kind of like a network where like they have like different people kind of showing up to host, and she has her own section within the network, essentially. So Keke Palmer has a podcast. So anyways, so Keke Palmer, like, you know, has had him on the podcast, but like after the whole situation, I just noticed he just wasn't on the podcast and stuff, and people were saying, you know, like news articles were saying, oh, he moved out, and then Keke Palmer came out with Usher with a song.
That was actually very fun. I actually thought that song was so much fun.
It was cool.
But hella shady.
Shady, but like,
I mean, I didn't even think it was
way.
That shady concept. Yeah. I feel like everybody carried that thing too. They did too much with it. I just thought it was fun.
Oh my gosh, they were absolutely like shady.
So I heard her boyfriend's looking for me. Like,
like even my can you be Clara?
At the end, she was like, you know, I'm a mom, and then she winked.
Like I said, I genuinely just thought it was fun.
No, it
I'm
was.
So serious.
I don't think it was. Like,
not two things can be true at once. It was shady and fun.
Yeah.
I didn't see that shady shot, but you guys go ahead.
Imama also didn't see that big. Like, you know, the night, oh my gosh, the night that thing happened, before it became a whole big thing, I had seen the video and we sent it to Imama. Hadiza, do you remember this? What, was Hadiza there? Imama, do you remember this?
I mean, yeah, I remember you sending the video. Yeah, you showed me the video.
And it was
yeah.
before it blew up on the internet. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I literally just saw this video of Keke Palmer dancing yeah. with Usher. And I was like, oh, doesn't she have a man? And it just, it passed my mind. Your and mind, then yeah. it just like,
I,
it
blew me, up. I didn't see anything.
And Imama said she didn't even see anything. So when it blew up, I was like, oh, okay.
You know what?
Not
funny.
That I saw something wrong with it. I just saw that.
You're like, don't she have a man? Don't you have a man?
It was just a question.
I don't know, because I guess like the reason why I just didn't see, like, if I didn't even think, oh, doesn't she have a man, is because he's a performer. It's like, it's a performance.
Yeah, it is.
And it wasn't, and like, to be honest, the dancing that they said that she danced gone safe, it was not like, it genuinely was nothing. Like, I don't even.
And Usher does that with a lot of, like, Usher has a show. Like, that is his show.
Exactly.
People
it's
come
like,
in and out.
Show.
Like, it's like going to a club and then he makes a regular appearance and that's what he does, right? So.
Like, I hear you and everything, but I also think that it's fair for the guy to have had an insecurity about that.
No, it's fair. I agree.
Again, don't bring it to social media, but it's fair.
Exactly. I think that's fair. No, obviously, like, you can't respond. And I feel like Matthew actually said that, right? I was like, I think you can respond however you want to respond to whatever. It's fair, but the way he went about it was just terrible.
Yeah.
It was just so ugly.
He thought. He didn't know.
I mean,
he didn't know.
He's all of us that thought too. No. I think we are all Boo Boo the Fool at this point.
I'm screaming.
So, and then today, I stopped keeping up because I was like, okay, maybe things are done. You know, it's actually funny because I actually didn't really care whether things were over or not. Do you get what I'm saying? Because I feel like I was just like, oh, I mean, like, they have a kid, hopefully they can kind of sort things out and stuff like that. I mean, I watched the podcast, I had seen him on the podcast, he actually seemed very like normal. I don't know, I was like, okay.
I mean, yeah, it's probably normal,
you know. I was like,
normal,
this is probably you know, he just needed to be taught a lesson that you don't do this. If you were doing this before, you don't do this now. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. And then now they were on a live together for her. What was this? What was the celebration?
Her birthday.
I think it was her birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, it was her birthday.
And okay, he was saying something about like, my mama's a Virgo. Mm-hmm. And they were looking all like lovey-dovey.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. My own is, I was just like, you guys, they're just using the internet for this thing. I can't say what I want to say, but they're using the internet just to play around you people. Like, I just saw, and I was just like, LOL. I mean, good for them.
Wait, do you think it was staged? Is that what you're saying?
So, I mean, so it's not that it was staged per se. I'm just saying that, like, I don't know how to explain.
What if it was, though?
I don't think, why would it be staged?
Yeah.
Like, what would be the goal?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
what would
for
be the
attention?
Goal for staging that?
So what I'm...
Attention for who? So for Kiki or for the man?
Yeah.
Because the man that is
for
his
the
job.
Man.
But the man did it on Twitter now.
Yeah, but like, now we kind of know about him. Where before, I used to just see him as like, Kiki's man. You know how they say like negative press is still press? This is just one theory. I'm not saying
I don't think, I mean, personally, I don't think it was for attention. I just think that, I don't know, the man is still her, like, that is still her, like, the dad to her child.
My own is, I do think they like that kind of, this is probably how they do their thing. They be arguing in front of people and then they get people riled up.
It's a kink for
it's
them.
A thing. Yeah, I was like, this is probably some kind of weird something.
What is that trying to say, that this is a kink?
Yeah.
She's saying that they're doing,
yeah,
that
that's pretty
to do
much.
Softly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, because you know, I can't say that, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So yeah, that's what
I don't know. I feel like, to be honest, I think it's just interesting because I feel like everybody did too much, like the internet always does.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, like, that's her child's dad. So
yeah.
I don't think they're still together. I don't think they're still together. But even if they were, like,
I feel like it's giving Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. Do you get what I'm saying?
Huh? I don't get how.
Like, the relationship is giving Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, where it's like they're together but not really.
What do you mean?
They're fully together.
Like, huh?
Based on the video now? Based on this recent
video?
What video?
As in this, her birthday thing. Are you saying ASAP and Rihanna are fully together?
No, ASAP and Rihanna are fully together.
They've been fully together.
No, back then they were saying this is just baby mama, baby daddy.
Okay, like before.
Yeah. So now they're
before
actually
before when?
Before they had a child though.
No, they literally were still together.
No,
then.
But they weren't. No, but before they didn't come out to say this is my... Sorry.
They used to be very flirty. Yeah. And like people would be like shipping them and stuff, but they never confirmed it. But that was like a long time before.
So what, like, I imagined was that even though, like, I imagined it was just like a... Have you ever heard someone say, oh my gosh.
Is that stress?
She's struggling.
She's struggling.
That is in the background.
Have you ever heard someone say, if I'm this age and I don't have a child, I have this friend who, you know, we have a good, like a friendship relationship, and we just enter an agreement to healthily, like, we have a thing, but not really. Like, that's what it looked like. Like, they just...
Co-parenting.
Yeah, co-parents, but, like, they're not... dating
as friends-ish,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so that is what Rihanna and ASAP Rocky looked to me like. So them that
to you was just an arrangement.
That's what it looks like
time.
To me, like, even after the
it
first
looks
kid,
like, even now
I haven't seen them recently, but like
even after their first kid,
it was
definitely giving like agreements.
That woman rise for that man.
Okay, give me why, like, what has she done recently that makes you
pictures everything
interviews,
she's done interviews recently.
Yeah. Remember there was this one that they took what looked like even family photos and stuff like that. Like, I beg, that's a family.
A co-parenting family. Didn't our Trudeau and Mel, what's her name, were doing picture to as family. Meanwhile, they had been separated.
No, Hadiza, they are together.
Okay.
Anyways, do you know what? None of us actually know.
I mean, that's Trisha. Maybe. Who knows?
ultimately. But I find it just so weird. I know it was not the internet's place to, like, really weigh in on Keke Palmer's, like, business. But, like, it's actually kind of embarrassing.
It is?
To take the man back after all of that. I feel like if it was me, maybe, like, to prove a point too, I wouldn't want to go back. I don't know.
I feel like Kiki is doing the opposite. I think she's proving a point by taking back.
Ew, what how? Point? What's the point?
Yeah, what is that, the
like
point?
Nobody defines, like, as in whatever. She's going to do whatever.
She's going to do what she wants
because
to do.
Because the truth is, I mean, think about it. She did that music video, right? And she took him back. If I were the man, I would be embarrassed being the man, not the woman, because she has done whatever she wanted to do. She did that boyfriend video. Even though, sure, it was a parody, it's still kind of disrespectful.
She said, I'll take him back if I want to. I'll make fun of him if I want to.
Oh, she even said that in the video. Hey, wallah.
No, I'm trying to say, is that what you're saying, she's thinking?
Yeah, like, she literally, I feel like he is very, like, okay, just watching her podcast and stuff like that, she seems like a very stubborn person. She just seems like, okay, she's just like, whatever, I'm just going to do this thing. Okay. Do you get what I'm saying?
I mean, fair, people have taken people back after they did much more. So, I'm not that surprised. I'm just like, gosh.
Yeah, I don't think I feel like it's just more like, okay, I'm just doing what.
But also, I feel like there's also the fact that they really and truly could not be together. I mean, that is the father of a child. They probably just have a cordial relationship.
Yeah.
That didn't look like a cordial relationship. There's cordial and there's...
They have a cordial relationship that there was feelings involved before. I don't know. I don't even know if
he called. He called her...
Partner in crime.
Yeah.
They have a baby now. They have no other option. He has no option to divorce her. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, Sha. It's interesting, but I think I feel like when I saw the video, I genuinely didn't even think too much of it.
Maybe he apologized. We actually
We literally don't know. He could have apologized. He could have groveled.
I have a question for you guys. For what he did, just God forbid, if that was you,
she said God forbid because you know how it is.
God forbid, reject it with all passion. If that was you, would you take the person back after an apology? Because you guys are saying, oh, you apologize. I'm like,
Actually, but you know what? I cannot lie, Sha. When you're in a relationship, sometimes you say no to outside.
When you're inside, silent.
honestly, the way I said no, I literally was like, wait, pause. Because I feel like, honestly, looking outside in, I would say no, because looking outside
no in. Emotions.
But if I was inside the thing, to be very honest, I don't know. Also, that is the father of my child. I literally just had a child with a man. Like, I don't know if I want to now start doing single parenthood. Like, see, I feel like there's so many aspects to it.
Especially
that is,
if
like,
the person is ready to grow after all of
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Because like, if he saw how much backlash he got, he must have been able to reflect from that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. And then if he's more apologetic, like, I really should not have done that. The only like layer to this that I feel like we're all feeling is the embarrassment that comes from taking a man back when everybody was like, good riddance, and like literally the whole world was supporting you.
You know what? Interestingly, not everybody was like, she should leave. I listened to a few people that were like, oh, well, I mean, it's your business, like, he just learned kind of thing. Like, people, you
know, he's just what?
Learned. Like, he had to have learned his lesson kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think this is just the thing about, like, bringing your issues to the internet. All of this could have been handled behind doors, and it wouldn't be
that message
big
he has sent it to her mom. Like, you see your daughter?
What?
But it's better than tweeting it, though.
I mean, definitely it would be better than tweeting it, but like, I can't imagine messaging my mother like, see your daughter. I would be so confused.
I saw this thing today that somebody on TikTok was like, she heard that African men punish their wives by not eating their food.
That is too funny to me.
She had a friend that married a man, and they had an argument, and then he stopped eating her food, and then he went out and got McDonald's and sent the food to his mother to say this is what he's eating
so that his mother
can message the wife. Like, the girl was like, if that was her husband, he would starve to death.
I swear, he would actually starve, because I may also just never cook for you again.
Screaming.
And sorry, now here we are.
How is that a punishment for me?
Like, what? That really sounds like you're doing yourself. Like, you know, like that phrase where it's like, you're not doing me, you're doing yourself. That's really what it's given.
Maybe in that case, it depends on the woman he married. Yeah. I guess if some women are like, you have to know your woman.
Is it punishment to them?
Some women is a punishment to them. Some women.
How? Okay, but can you actually explain it to me? Because I don't think I understand.
He sent the meal to his mother, right? So the woman's mother-in-law, I'm guessing. Right?
No, to his own mother.
That's what I'm saying. He sent the meal to his mother, so the woman's mother-in-law.
Yeah, her mother-in-law,
You don't know, in Nigeria, there's already a tension between daughter-in-law and mother-in-law.
In-law relations.
You get what I'm saying? You know, always tiptoeing and that. And if the woman is like, this is where I'm going to stay for the rest of my life, I don't want to start making things look bad. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, he's eating McDonald's. Like, my mother-in-law is going to come and make
this thing
for me. If I now make noise, you don't know, a lot of women are in bondage.
Honestly, I can't lie, though. You know, I've been seeing a lot of relationships as marriage content recently that have been so terrible. And I was actually talking to a friend recently, and I was like, I really feel like I need more positive relationship content. Because the stuff that I'm seeing, and I don't know what is happening recently. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I know marriages have sucked from time, but like, I feel like it's just the influx of it has just felt a lot. And maybe it's just old.
Like,
maybe
negative?
It's been constant, but because negative, yeah. And maybe like, you know, it has been constant, like this amount of influx of like, you know, terrible content. And maybe like, you know, because I'm getting older and I'm actively thinking about my future, it's just hitting me more.
Yeah.
But like, it is hitting me a lot more, where it's like,
I think people are being more open now. Before,
I
think our parents' generation is so huge on, you cannot tell other people your problems. You cannot.
That's true.
So it's like, we all know their generation, a lot of them were not in like great marriages, but you never hear about it because they're not coming on TikTok to like talk about it. But now people are like, on TikTok telling their life stories.
Know what? I definitely think that that's probably part of it. Because the whole thing is just so insane to me, because I'm like, how? Like, all this content, all I'm trying to do is I just need positive marital content. Because I think that like, this is not helping. It's not helping me, is all I can say for now.
I have a suggestion for that, actually.
Okay.
But the only thing is, they're not African, though. I'll send you guys names after.
I need African.
Okay,
I need African.
Because our specific context is important to this.
Yes, very important.
I need African. I was listening to them talk, and I was like, I was like, wow, like people can actually live like this, like in a marriage. Wow.
Wait, if you have a health, this is a call out. If you have a healthy marriage and you guys have been together more than 10 years, I doubt they'll be listening to anyways. Reach out to us.
I mean, you don't know.
That's why I said you don't know. That's why I said anyways. But reach out to us. Like, let's interview you. Let's talk about it, because we actually do need more positive
representation. Yeah, because surely there is positive representation out there. And I think it's important for the kids to hear it. The kids being not me, kids. Myself, and I.
Mama, you're far from a kid, but go ahead.
I'm a child of the Most High. Hello. No, but honestly, yeah, I do think we need more positive content.
But, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. In terms of negative marriage.
Matilda, this is your segue. I'm about to go
into a dilemma.
Oh, wait, so.
You want to talk about Bonemore?
Sorry, I just want to say a few words.
Okay.
Don't kill me.
Just a few words.
Okay. So for context, I think it was like last week. It might not have been an interview from last week, but Burna Boy was in an interview and they were asking him about Afrobeat or something. And then he goes into how Afrobeat is mostly, they're mostly not saying anything. I think actually in this episode, I'll insert a clip here.
Not even experience, because half of them, if 90% of them have almost no real life experiences that they can understand, which is why you hear most of Nigerian music, or I'll say African music, I don't even know what to say, Afro beats, as people call it, is mostly about nothing, literally nothing. There's no substance to it. Like, nobody's talking about anything. It's just a great time. It's an amazing time. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, life is not an amazing time. Do you know what I mean? No matter how nice you want of a time you're having now, or you had at some point, or you plan to have, you're still going to face life.
And if I'm lying.
Exactly. So it's like, for me, I feel like music should be that. Music should be the essence of the artist. You understand? The artist is a person. Like, me speaking for myself, the artist is a person who has good days, bad days, great days, and worst days. You know what I mean? And for me, if I give you something like this with my face on it and my name, then I should be giving you that experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That should be a window for you to see some of, you know, that essence.
Okay, thoughts. These are...
Yeah, sorry. Okay, you know, I started off my comment very annoyed with Burna Boy because I was like, okay, so...
Biting the hand that fed
you. I was like, so you think you are the one with content in your song? I mean, you have content in your songs, some of your songs.
It's not,
but then it's not just about this. Like, somebody listening to Afrobeats can get an idea of what the culture is like in Nigeria to some extent. Like, okay, we're not going to sing, like, not, and different people sing about different things, right? Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, like, I feel like, wait, sorry, Hadiza, sorry to cut you.
Mm-hmm. But, bye.
No, wait, but. Like, let's even forget Afrobeats for just 2 seconds.
Okay.
What songs have content?
You mean Burna Boy?
Genuinely,
song?
Like, no, in life, like nowadays.
No, songs
no, no,
have
no,
content
no, no,
now.
No, 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 guys.
Taylor
like,
Swift,
I'm,
come
like,
on.
She said that she said that she's running through the field and like August has.
She better.
That August has not better. Be August has
love story.
No, I can't lie. See, don't get me wrong. Songs are like, yes, they are like
some
nice
songs.
But I feel like
there
are some songs that have content. Yes, but I think like
mainstream,
it's not mainstream and pop songs. They just sing based on entertainment, and it's like I feel like. That whole thing about not having content, I'll be content, I'll be whatever he said. It's just like, it doesn't, I'm like, mainstream songs, pop songs hell, rap songs, like songs nowadays, like you could, like you even kind of have to dig a little bit deep before you go and start finding the ones that are telling meaning. You all their heart's desires yeah. and all the wanting.
Yeah.
So to me, it just felt so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like, it felt very
especially coming from an Afrobeat artist.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Like he's trying to differentiate.
He's thinking he's different
from everybody else. Okay, I was just like, oh my God.
Burna Boy has always been so unlikable anyways.
So, I mean, I feel like not this, because I loved Burna Boy, right?
But as for him as a person or him as a
song. I love his songs.
So, you know what's funny? I was very angry at him as a person and his songs after that interview. I was like, this is giving...
But wait, what did you like before? Sorry, I just need to clarify something.
Okay, you know what? I didn't know, like, you know, I didn't really know Burna Boy like that. I assumed he as great as his songs where he was as a person.
Okay,
I guess I didn't really know him as a person, you get what I'm saying? I just was like, oh my God, his music is great. So I was like maybe it's time to boycott and stuff like that. Then apparently he released new album and I was listening to the album with anger because I was like, oh my God, the album is so good.
I was so good.
He's so lucky that he's, because I in the group chat, I had compared him to D'Banj. I was like, this is giving D'Banj right now and stuff like that.
What did D'Banj say? Like, what did D'Banj actually D'Banj do?
Didn't say anything, but I kind of felt like D'Banj, like, not sold out per se, but D'Banj kind of, like...
Oh, yeah, Burna Boy is heavily in his sellout.
Yeah, in a way, right?
Wait, so, but did D'Banj sell out? I'm so... I feel like sellout, I must have missed...
Like, what had happened mm-hmm. was, at some point, like, remember when Oliver Twist happened?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
D'Banj was one of the people that was trying to, like, make it outside Nigeria,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So he was trying to make his fan base and, like, make his music more... palatable to the Western air, and that's kind of when he fell off.
Yeah,
because he was doing too much of that pandering.
But he didn't sell out.
No, that I also tried to use a better word to use. It's not really sell out per se. It's just more so. He's trying to appeal to a wider audience. So because of that, he just loses touch of what makes him, I guess, in the first place, just given history, like historically. And I felt like Burna Boy, after Last, he had been kind of testing out, you know, hip hop and all these other songs. But I don't know, but I don't feel like they were doing as well. I mean, his new album has come out, and my opinion is
slowly
different.
Going to not start doing that well.
These
songs are good, but like what I mean is like his songs are barely Afrobeat anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like, to me,
I haven't listened to his new album.
I'm going to start this by saying I'm not a music head. I really do.
I don't know the theory of music. They threaten others. You know, yeah. Even as I said, D'Banj, I say wallow.
Because D'Banj have stance.
You know, people who are like OGs, you don't talk about people who are OGs in the industry, right, and stuff like that. Don't say bad things about them. It happens even with actors. Nollywood now, they say don't say old Nollywood, say Nollywood is all the same. So even stars. Okay, just because I'll
I understand what you're saying, yeah. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying that we've given the disclaimer, but I'm just saying, even like that, what he said in that interview made it seem like, I feel like he's starting to feel like, because he's at a bigger, he has appealed to a bigger audience, the Nigerian crowd or the African crowd doesn't matter anymore. But I feel like the mistake sometimes that Afrobeat artists might make is that they don't realize that it is still the Africans that helped you get to where you are.
Yeah.
And sometimes that mainstream scene might get tired of the kind of music or get tired of you because the sound will pass. For example, like, remember when we were in primary school and dance hall was such a big deal? Like, Sean Paul was reigning.
True.
Do you guess? Like, he had a long, like, run and worldwide and stuff. But I feel like Sean Paul never, like, he was probably a sellout to them too. Like, do you get? He probably started doing more, showing up in more American stuff. And I just feel like if you lose the original fan base that you had, once your initial, like boom goes by, you might not have an audience anymore. That's just what I'm thinking. And even when, like, there was a time that he went to, wasn't it last year, December, that he showed up really late at a concert and he was saying things like, if I now don't show up in Nigeria, you people will insult me.
Oh, yeah. I do recall a concert. That. Yeah.
To see you, why are you acting like Nigerian crowd is below? Less than. Yeah, it's below you, it's beneath you.
Yeah.
They are literally the reason you are where you are. So I don't get it. And I was listening to this Toronto podcast that when this new song, it's not so new anymore, but when it was new, the song that he sampled, Brandy's, they listened to it and they were like, oh,
no.
I think it's that one.
I don't know.
And they were saying, this one did not hit as much as last, that is Afrobeat dying?
Eh?
I said, Toronto people are asking if Afrobeat is dying.
I don't get.
Exactly. This is the audience that he's trying to cater to right now that is saying Afrobeat is dying. The people that really listen to Afrobeat, the Africans don't feel that way. Like, and because we've been listening to Afrobeat before.
Whether it's in what stage or not, we'll continue to listen to it.
We will still listen to it. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the point I'm trying to make. So when he's going on, like, he's sounding like that guy in that went on a UK news station to say that Africans are moving to the UK with their families only to... What was he saying?
Oh, I know what you guys did.
When did this happen?
Yes.
Imama, can you clarify what happened? Because I feel like I'm really bad at telling that story.
When did it happen? I can't remember when it happened.
A couple of months ago, maybe.
Well, yeah, it was a couple of months ago. But it was just... I think he was saying how... Shit, I'm trying to remember the exact way he said it, but it was kind of about like immigration and how we're like moving to like London,
they're not
like
moving
England,
for their education.
Not, like, yeah, they're not moving for their education. Like they're like moving and they're not like bringing people with them as well.
Who asked him?
No, it was an interview.
They did ask him, yeah, but he just wasn't thinking about the implications of what he was saying.
Yes,
do you get? So that's kind of why I'm comparing him to Burna Boy because it's like, you can say things, but think about the implications of what you're saying because you are belittling
Afrobeat. Don't just say rubbish because what he said was actually rubbish. Like, that's also the right thing. Like, for instance, like now, if what you're saying is the truth, like, I feel like there's a difference between like saying things and...
He's like, basically, I think what he said that actually kind of got to me is that, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he say that there is no experience in this, like the songs lack, people lack experience and that's why the songs have
not
no content?
True.
Is that what he
that's
said?
That's highly not true.
Yeah, like exactly, that's what I'm saying, it's rubbish.
Okay,
so which is
like,
why I'm like,
why are you coming for the lack of experience? So you have experience? Like, I don't...
But even it's rubbish, it's not even true.
Like, so I think the thing is, you can say, oh, Afrobeat doesn't have content. Okay, cool. Because the artists are choosing not to put content, right? Okay, cool, whatever. But then to come for the artist and say, oh, they don't have experience. Sorry, maybe I might have misheard it, but I was like, sorry.
Is it that he said they don't have experience or they're not passing
the experience
through, like,
across?
The experiences.
Maybe that's what it is.
That part is a lie, Sha.
But yeah, like, that is such a lie. Like, literally, you listen to, like... Also, guys, I just recently got into Shally Poppy, so that is very, very exciting for me. But, wait, hello?
Yeah, no, we heard
you. Sorry, I think everybody just dropped.
We don't relate.
Quiet. Did you guys know Shally Poppy, though?
No.
Yeah, but we don't relate.
I don't know who that is. Sorry.
It's like that one, if you're another, if you're day inside.
Who's that? Sorry.
He's a Nigerian, like rapper. I don't know if he's a rapper. I don't know if they're rappers, but Nigerian artist,
Shally Poppy.
But, Shally Poppy.
Every day somebody's coming up.
I'm screaming. But anyways, all I'm trying to say is that I do think that, like, we sing about our experiences, to be very honest. And I think, like, I don't know. I think, like, the whole thing about
sorry,
the songs...
Sorry, but what's it? Nigeria, Jaga.
Exactly. Is that an experience?
No, that was old days now. He's saying recent times.
Yeah, but, like,
sorry, you don't cast.
No, there's
everybody
songs.
Chop breakfast, you go bow for the results. I guess, I mean...
Wait, are you referencing his?
No, I'm trying to understand. So how do you draw the line between what is experience and what isn't? So you go back for the result, so
right? Like,
what is that? So
is that like
compared
profound?
To what Adekunle Gold or Garanya, like what's the difference? Like, as in, I'm trying to understand.
Easy money.
Look,
money,
I was like, maybe
money.
He was high during that interview. Okay. I don't know. I was like, I don't know.
No, I don't think he was high. Burna Boy says shit like
he
this.
He says rubbish like that all the time. I think he definitely just thinks he's better than, which is ridiculous because it's like, who are you really and truly? But
he's listening to his music.
No, I best believe I'm gonna rock that album. I said, at least I played that album and I was so upset because I was like, this is so good.
You know, I feel like there's actually like a whole discussion. Like, we should have a discussion about like separating the art from the people, because I do think that
we do.
I think we do that for Nigeria. Some people. Yeah. If that makes sense. I think there's some people that we don't do it with, but I think there's some people that we do it with. And I think, like, you know, we should have the discussion. Like, it can be like a whole different episode, because I do think that, like, I guess more and more, especially as like, I've never really been a fangirl like that of. Anything?
Okay.
No, not anything, but like of people.
Except that you're
apart from like reality TV. And to be honest, the thing is that whenever they start doing things that are not reality TV specific, you know, they do me anymore. So it's like, even like my babe from like lockdown, Dorothy, I still love her, but it's like I don't know if I should say this, but any other thing that she has done, it has not really done me like that, she gets. So I feel like, anyways, all I'm trying to say is that, like, when it comes to, like, artists and, like, you know, actors and stuff like that, I'm not really, like, you know, a huge fangirl, like, person. But I do think that, like, more and more, I guess the more, with, like, the rise of social media and, like, how, like, the stars' lives have become, like, more accessible to us and, like, more transparent, I think you actually get to see that a lot of the stars that we love and adore are not great people.
Yeah.
To be very honest, they are not great people.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's, like, it's almost like this, and I think that's probably why, like, cancel culture has become so, like, so grand, is, you know, people, like, seeing that their stars are not great people and they're now, like, trying to cancel them. But I feel like we actually do have to have a discussion about the fact that we can just accept that, yo, people are may actually just be different from their art.
You know what it is? I think they need to go back to what it was before, because I think
it's never possible.
We started hearing more about their lives because of the rise of social media.
It's not possible.
And then they started getting like podcasts and posting, trying to post their lives like normal people and stuff.
Like,
and so now we can see them, where like in the early 2000s they would just go on all these game shows, but we wouldn't really have like insights into
their life
until like reality TV became a thing. But I think they need to go back to us not knowing, because
but that's the thing though, we cannot not know, because as social media and technology keeps improving, there would constantly be the invasion of privacy.
But do you know anything about Beyonce's life? We don't. They
actually
should all do that.
But Beyonce pays heavily, right? I would imagine Beyonce pays people heavily to.
Beyonce pays people heavily to keep
there
that secrecy.
There has to be an in between. There are some stars that aren't Beyonce that live more private lives, though.
Actually, that's true, Sham. That's true.
It's a
I
choice.
Don't know. I just think that we need to know less about them and just like see them for their art. But also, it's funny because I think even in that same breath, I think that some people's art are intertwined with them. And those ones, they deserve to be cancelled.
Like Taylor Swift?
No, not... what do you mean? I love Taylor Swift, actually.
Like, most of her music is inspired by her life, kind of thing.
Well, yeah, but there was someone else I was thinking mostly of.
Who?
But I don't
do
say
you know
name
them? Say
no, like... No, like... No, it's a bad thing. It's not even a good thing. I don't know why they laugh. What they call it? It's the man that is currently in prison.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. So like where it's like, I feel like,
but that's,
you know,
extreme.
Exactly. So like that's what I'm saying. I feel like for people like that, they should be cancelled along with their arts.
Yeah.
So I think like
there's a
line. Yeah, there is a line. I think like it might be just like an interesting conversation to define what that line is, because for some people too, with that person that I'm talking about, they still believe that his art is different from who he is.
No.
Exactly. So I'm like, I feel like it will be an interesting conversation, but that's an aside.
Why are you not saying his name?
I don't know. I don't like it. It doesn't make my spirit happy.
It's R. Kelly, guys.
I know. It's just, it is R. Kelly, but I just, like, saying his name just makes me feel like sick.
Sorry. Do you know what I thought you were talking about? Not R. Kelly, but this other guy that got into prison recently.
The shots man. Is it Tory Lanez?
Yeah.
did you just say Lanez?
That gives me life. But you know what? You know, it's so funny. I literally always call him Terlinez because to me, it doesn't make sense. Why are you spelling lanes like that? Like, it does not make sense.
It actually kind of reads Linez, I guess.
It reads Linez. Like, I mostly say Linez, like, when I'm not, like, thinking about it. When I think about it, I say lanes. Even that six slack guy that I say his name's Black.
No, I read slack.
You're the worst.
I don't know how that is Black. I don't know.
Yeah,
how
he said it's Black. Shami, I see six lakh.
Okay. All right. So before we go, I've actually really enjoyed this episode. I didn't want to stop talking, but also time and editing. Okay, so we have a dilemma at the end of our episodes as usual. This one is titled, I gave my husband gist about my friend and he uses it against me every single day.
I'm screaming. You know, I actually haven't read this dilemma, so I'm actually very interested.
Okay.
Interested to hear it.
Sounds like the wrong husband.
Exactly. It's in theme. All right. My marriage has been in peace and happiness until 2 weeks ago. I really regret my actions. My friend is going through a lot in her marriage and she cheated on her husband. So my husband and I were just to know. And I now told my husband that as a student, my friend used to sleep with married men. That was the gist when she bought a car on campus then. After I told him, he started giving me a silent shoulder. Uh-huh. What is that? Giving me
like not responding,
like not talking to her.
Okay,
next, Masala, you need to up your proverbs game. I've been never proverbs like you're saying.
Giving someone silent the silent shoulder.
Yeah, okay. Like you're
it's a thing.
You're
it's
just
a saying.
Ignoring them, basically.
Okay, yeah. okay. Next, the next day, he asked me if I slept with married men too.
Yeah, makes sense.
It shocked me. I told him no. Since then, he has been acting funny. And then he said that I'm a retired runs girl.
Okay, yeah.
The truth is I've never slept with a married man. I'm worried he may tell my friend and her husband and it will make her matter even worse. And also he's acting so strange. I mean, we were meant to go to Dubai. Now a guy is ignoring me.
Guy, without carrying me to Dubai, what do you mean?
He looks at me somehow. What should I do?
You know what?
That's wild.
You know what?
What?
Why are you friends with somebody that has poor character like that? Like,
I'm screaming, what?
Yes. People,
no, I don't agree with
that.
I agree
that's
with her
that.
Choice, though.
But, like, seriously, okay, let me flip this for you guys. So, Hadiza,
sorry, if your friend...
Please flip it.
No, if your friend sleeps with a married man... So, if your friend sleeps with married men, you would stop being friends with them?
No, but she said that... The friend used to sleep with married men in university. She cheated on her husband now, but
okay,
with a married man.
But it's not about the married man, it's the cheating, right? Okay. Sorry. Imagine if you guys are in a relationship with someone and the guy comes to tell you he has a friend who cheats, right? He has a friend who cheats, and then the guy's cheating since university. But then he cheats now, and the person, he's like kind of gisting about it. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, or he cheated on his wife now, but he's cheated in the past also. Like, not cheated, but
But she wasn't cheating in
not
the past.
Cheating, sorry,
she was
not cheating, but. So, what I'm trying to say is that it's like for me personally, I can't be, like, I feel like if I have a friend who is like, oh, okay, that person is currently cheating on their partner. Like, I would be like...
So these are...
So let me...
You'll stop being friends with me if I cheat on a partner.
So
yes, Matilda, that's what she's telling you. So, if you're not here, we're...
Mad.
I'm like, why? Why would you do... Like, okay, so I...
But
for
you're
me,
my friend.
But it's not even about...
I made poor decisions.
Yeah, but it's just not... Right, like I don't know how to explain it. Like I, like okay, for example, like I would be it wouldn't even be something. It would be something that even if you told me, I wouldn't tell another person because I'd just be like, that is just so bad that I would, like I would be kind of like disappointed. That's just something for me personally. This is just my own thing. Like I would be like, oh okay, oh my god, why did you two do that? You shouldn't have done that. Please don't do that again. Like it's not like I won't be friends with you. Like I will still be friends with you, but I will never talk about that because I'll be like, that's embarrassing to talk about. Like, why would my friend do that? That's embarrassing. Like, that's bad behavior.
But you talk about it with your man.
I'll talk about it with my man. Like, I'll just be like, that's just bad behavior. Like, no. Like, I'm not, I don't want to promote that kind of yeah. energy around me or like around people like close to me. Like, I just don't like that. So, yeah, no, I just would not. Like, yeah. So, I mean, and
so
if
you're,
my,
so
if
you're
my
on the
husband,
side of the husband.
So, I'm not like, I feel like he shouldn't be treating her like that, but he's probably like, oh my god, like you have friends who are doing, you have a friend who is doing this, you know, is it influencing you negatively? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
But I mean, like, I don't know. I think, like, I mean, first of all, obviously cheating like is a terrible thing to do. I agree with you. I do agree that cheating is quite terrible and all of that fun stuff. But, fun. Like, anyways, I do agree that cheating is terrible and it's not a thing that should be taken lightly. But I think, like, because your friend has bad character does not mean that you have bad character. Like, I think, or because your friend, like, makes poor life decisions doesn't mean that you also do. So I think, like, for me, it's like, if my friend cheats or whatever, like, on people that they're with, obviously, like, I would talk to them and, like, you know, try to do my best to tell them not to. But at the end of the day, that is all I can
they
do.
They made
talk
choices.
To them.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, if they're making the choices, I cannot tie their head and beat them and flog their head or whatever. Like, it's like, all I can do is literally talk to them. And it's like, I mean, they're probably more than that, right? Like, they're more than that bad choice. And honestly, I don't know, maybe if it was something...
Yeah, people are more than their bad choices.
Yeah, like, they're more than their bad
choices.
She's
hurting her partner, of course, and I understand. And as you said, it is terrible. But I don't know if necessarily, like, I would cut off a friend because of that. I feel like it might impact how I see them a little bit, especially if, like, I have talked to them. But I don't know that I would cut off a friend.
Like, if for me, I feel like
if they've cheated
once, like if it's like a one-time thing and it's like, okay, but if it's a...
I mean, well, she said she cheated.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
One
so
time.
So
I mean,
if it's...
It sounds like a one-time.
If it's just like a one-time, yeah. like, you know, a slip-up, it's okay, it's cool and stuff like that. But I guess the way I read it and also considering, like, I just feel like she's just like...
But she was dumb. She was in undergrad. She's
I hear
young.
You.
People
I hear you. No,
things.
I hear you. I totally hear. I'm not in support of the guy. I still feel like he shouldn't have, like he shouldn't be treating his wife, like he shouldn't be coming to the conclusion, because that's basically what he's doing. He's coming to conclusion that his wife is cheating because...
But he's probably thinking similar to how you think, because like, you also feel like if somebody does something that is like...
Loki, if my husband came to me and was talking to me about his friend who was cheating, if I had a husband and his friend was cheating, I wouldn't be looking at my husband like, okay, well, I hope you are, like, you know, like,
really?
I hope you're not, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
it would depend on how he... at my husband.
Yeah. It would depend on how he talks about it, right? If he's just like, you know, kind of thing, just, okay, cool. It depends on how he frames it, right? At the end of the day, like, I don't like it at all. That, like, I'm very, so I'm just, no, like, do you get, like...
I mean, honestly, like, I think, like, personally for me, like, it's all I said earlier. And also, I do think that, if, like, the fact that he asked her if she has, like, if she used to sleep with married men, to be honest, I don't even think that's the worst thing. So I feel like that's fair.
It's a fair question.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. Like, I think, like, but I feel like when she said no, drop it.
Yeah.
Like, what she said, no, drop it. Mm. And if you can't drop it, then believe in. Because, and honestly, I don't know, like, maybe I'm a bit extreme in that, but I just kind of feel like, I mean, okay, maybe not believe in, but it's like, to be honest, I feel like dragging it more than after I have said no just is quite disrespectful, I think. I think it's very disrespectful to who I am and who you know me as now. It's like, if let's say I had given you other reasons, or maybe she has given him reasons to doubt, I don't know. But if I have given you, like, reasons to doubt or something like that, then that's a different story. But you've asked me a question based on, like, gist that I gave you, or as per married people gist, because I think, like, I feel like her, I don't think her gist and her husband is anything wrong. I feel like that's your husband.
Like, though, sometimes I don't know where that line is, but sometimes I feel like there might be a line of, like, what you actually divulge to your partner about, like, people. I'm not sure because I still think that it might impact how your partner sees that person. And if you don't want that, maybe that's don't true. Divulge yeah. that gist to true. Your partner. Like, there's certain things that may not actually be their business, especially if you now you are scared that your partner is going to go and tell your friend's husband, for yeah. example. So I'm just like, I don't know, that cheating one.
Yeah, actually, no, I guess that is true. I think, like, if, like, something terrible has happened and you don't want your partner looking at your friend, especially, like, a close friend, a certain way, then yeah. maybe hush, babes. But, like, if it's just gist, then...
Yeah, if it was lighter gist, I would understand. But, like, cheating on your husband, maybe... I don't know. I would still want to tell someone and I would think my partner would be that safe space. But you also know your partner. I don't know. Maybe she didn't know this one.
I mean, but, yeah, it sounds like she doesn't know because she was saying that they were living in peace, Abby.
Yeah. So, and I think she was just saying it like as per gist. Like she
yeah.
wasn't.
Yeah, I can't lie. I feel like I might. I don't know. Actually, don't know. But also, I'm also not married. So maybe when I get to that bridge, I'll cross it. But
guys, she asked, what should she do?
Oh, she should tell him that he should fix up.
That he should calm down.
Yeah, that it's literally not that deep. Like, that, is it that? Oh, I mean, honestly, you know what? Maybe there's something deeper to it. Like, maybe he actually doesn't trust her. So maybe she should actually be like, do you not trust me? She should have a discussion. Like, first of all, I've told you that I didn't used to sleep with married men, and I don't sleep with married men. I've never said before. And if you're not believing me, do you not trust
Why
me?
Why like, is it something... that you don't believe me? Exactly. Yeah, is there something I've done to give you that
impression? As well, let's all be opening our yash now.
But he might low-key say, like, then why are you friends with people that have done those kind of things?
Because they were young and dumb. Like, kind of like what we just said. It's like, she was young and she made poor decisions, and her poor decisions do not reflect on, like, it doesn't mean that because she has done something bad doesn't mean that I have done something bad. And if you have a friend that has done something bad, bring it up. Say, look at that, your friend.
That's what I would do. I would,
yeah.
To be very honest, I feel like sometimes to make people understand,
you have to show them
what you are trying to say. You can't just show them
comparison.
Because there are definitely people in his life that aren't perfect either. Yeah. So just be like, okay, so because your friend did that,
exactly.
Does that mean that you
because
do that?
Because he doesn't have a job, are you prone to be losing your job?
No, that's not a good example.
Whatever. Whatever. Just stretch it.
On a tangent.
Just stretch it. No, but just yeah. like stretch. Like, if you can't find anybody that has done anything bad,
yeah.
find the one that is as modern and stretch it. Say, oh yeah, that person that spits too much. Do you spit too much?
This has been no, quiet.
I'm silent
this.
Because I'm like, judging wow. us. This is I'm
this
the
is
one
am
with
I amongst
the, no. I'm more so like, wow, I'm the one with the uncommon opinion here.
With the,
that's
with
crazy.
The strongest morals.
No. I just have I'm the one with
the no, kind of going back to our like earlier conversation that I had. This is like, how did they raise these people? What is their outbreak?
It's creepy. I mean, yeah, I agree with what you guys said she should do, actually. Because, I mean, his reaction is extreme. I mean, I get yeah. it, because my reaction was also extreme to the thing. But yeah. I also feel like I get it. Like, I get it. Like, I feel like, you know, trust is important, all that. They should have that conversation between themselves. I feel like she should just talk to him to calm down, like you guys said. But, yeah, oh, please, oh, if you people are doing anything, don't tell me, oh.
Lol.
That's all. You, at least
I'm actually
screaming. At least people know my stance now.
Hadiza is me.
Do not tell me.
Hadiza is
I'll
a
give
friend
you
that
one
you...
chance.
If you mess up, you don't go
to one chance. I just said one chance. After one chance, that's the end.
One chance to fix up. When it comes to that,
that is too
I give
funny.
You one chance to fix up. At least other people know now.
Actually, but you know what? I think I respect this in a way, because I do think that cheating is actually quite bad, and I don't think we as a society shame it as much as we should be, to be very honest. So
I
think
you,
I hear that.
But I just feel like
bit.
There's multiple scenarios where it's not that it's not understandable, but I just feel like people make mistakes. There's also a place to cheating and then hiding it. Like, it's just a thing, unfortunately, that happens. Like, how do I explain this?
Matilda, is there something you're trying to tell us?
Wait, no, that's not what I'm trying to say.
I'm joking.
I feel sometimes some people are in terrible relationships that they want to leave and they should leave, but they don't have, maybe they don't have the confidence to leave that relationship, and then they find solace in something else and stuff. So there's like situations where it's like, it might come from a lack of courage of something they should have done anyways. It doesn't make it excusable, because if you are in a bad relationship, just leave. But then I just feel like that's the reason you have friends to talk and be vulnerable with. And then your friends will tell you that the decision you've made is frankly stupid.
Yeah.
And this is probably what you should do.
Yeah.
And then they help you like guide that's you what and I would stuff. Do. But if you have a friend
what if you are,
that you like
are
you feel...
This is a reoccurring thing. Excuse me.
Hadiza said one chance only.
But Hadiza, sometimes like things take people a while to also
I get it.
Like, do you get? So it's like when you say one time, it's like you also want to feel, I feel like I would want to feel
so
like
here's the
friend
thing,
that you
right?
can come
here's the
to
thing. The
about
truth is, the truth is, the honest truth is, I'm being extreme, obviously, because you guys don't even know how this thing actually triggers me. Let me just stop.
Yeah, cheating is not Hadiza.
It triggers me. Okay, that's number one. Number two.
I when we brought it up, I was like, okay, Hadiza, do not joke with that.
No,
kind
I don't.
Of stuff.
I don't at all. Like at all. So yeah. the second thing is. Okay, it's definitely something I will not tell. Like, it's not, I'm just not going to discuss anybody. That's just it, because I'm like, this is embarrassing. So I'm not going to talk to discuss anybody. I know you're going through your emotions and stuff like that. And the truth is, in reality, I might actually not drop that friend, because it might, like you said, Matilda, it might just be that specific part of their person that they're having that struggle. It might not transfer to other things, if you get what I mean, and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. it might just be that particular thing. And obviously, of course, you know, in that case, I'll be able to see that, oh my God, like this person is dealing with this thing. Sure, am I being triggered by the fact that they are the perpetrator? Yes. But like, do I see that overall, like they're still themselves? It's just that specific aspect that they're struggling with, sure, and stuff like that. But I'm just like, I'm just zero, like, at least you people know now, like, I'm zero tolerance to that stuff. Don't tell Richard, me.
Yeah.
If you tell
like you're
me,
in your strict era,
I'm going to, you're not going to like what I have to say to you. So,
well,
yeah. No, honestly, that's fair, yes. Sure. That's fair. Like I said, I do believe that cheating should be shamed more. I don't think it's shamed enough. I feel like the damage that cheating does is quite intense.
Oh my God.
And because, like, I feel like, yeah, cheating is kind of like one of those things that, I mean, especially when it's like done almost like unprovoked or in a trusting situation, mm-hmm. the damage that it does takes like, it can take up to years to like undo. And mm-hmm. I just think that it should be shamed a lot more than it currently is. So I guess I hear what you're saying. That's what I'm trying to say, Hadiza. Yeah. I hear it.
I
but
agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Anyways, we shout out what to do. Good luck to her and hers.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it made for interesting conversation though. But yeah, that is the end of our episode. I feel like this is one of the lengthier Amiibo interludes, but it was very interesting conversation. We will see you guys in 2 weeks, but don't forget to like, share, subscribe, share with like your people.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Share it on your social media. Also, let us know what you think. Leave us a review, et cetera, et cetera. Just interact with us. Like, I feel like this season, we haven't gotten a lot of interactions from our community. So it'd be nice to hear more from you guys. So you can find us anywhere on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, I guess, at AfriCalypsoPod. And then you can also check out our website, AfriCalypsoPodcast.com. And you can leave us a letter there by going to the contact tab. Yeah, so we look forward to hearing from you guys. And we will see you in 2 weeks for a very, very, very interesting conversation. I promise you guys. But yeah.
You're going to love it. Okay, bye, yeah. Guys.
Bye.
Have an excellent week ahead. And vote for it. Vote for Angel. Okay, bye.
Bye, y'all. Angel's sister. Angel's our sister.
I'm screaming. Okay, Angel's now we.
Oh, bye.